blog for He's So Worth It Ministries, our secret piece of equipment, and how to use it against the enemy. You've heard it over and over again. Get into God's Word. You know you should, but can't seem to make time for it. Perhaps you've tried, but you got stuck, like in Leviticus. Maybe you just didn't understand it, didn't know where to start, or didn't get much out of it, so you stopped. There are many reasons why we don't read God's Word more. One of them is that the evil one doesn't want you to know what it says. For inside its precious pages are the defensive and offensive equipment you need to have victory in your life over sin, grow spiritually, spread the good news of the gospel, not be controlled by life circumstances, not be controlled by your emotions like this emotional yo-yo used to be, plus many others. Of course, your enemy will do everything he can to prevent you from knowing its secrets. God isn't hiding the truth from us. Satan has blinded or diverted us away. However, reading the Word alone isn't enough. We must learn how to use it in the day-to-day situations of our lives. We need to put on the defensive gear of God and take up our offensive weapon of the Word of God. See Ephesians 6, 10-20. So here are two strategic keys in using God's Word against your enemy. Strategic key number one, be specific. The term Word of God in Ephesians 6:17 is rhema, which means a specific truth of the Bible. Waving the Bible at the evil one won't cut it. You need a specific truth, the right and appropriate one for the specific attack. For example, you are angry at the auto repairman. You're trying not to lose your temper. What verse or truth of the Bible will help you the most here? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1, or a soft word turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger, Proverbs 15:1. They are both true, but it's obvious the second verse will help you more in the heat of the moment. Consider this scenario. Your husband walks in the door and just tells you he got laid off. Panic arises. How are you going to pay the bills and put food on the table? Which verse is more applicable to your situation? For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, Ephesians 2:8, or, and my God will meet all your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:19. I think you know the answer. Strategic key number two, use God's truth with force. We need to decisively and forcefully use the appropriate truth in the midst of an attack. Be assured that Satan is no wimp and he's not approaching you lackadaisically. Using the sword of the Spirit half-heartedly against him won't work. This is a battle, not a game. You must use God's Word with force, believing what you are saying or thinking, trusting that God will come through, saying it to your soul with conviction and out loud if possible, repeating it emphatically as needed. For one of my personal examples, see the link in the text. Satan wants to keep you unmotivated to know and use God's Word effectively against him. He knows he's defeated. He just doesn't want you to know that. He's lost the war, but he certainly has won too many skirmishes in my life and in yours. I am sick of it. My friends, we are soldiers in the army of God. It's time we learn how to wallop our enemy. Stay tuned for more strategic keys against our enemy next week. So until next time, my friends, if you need help in getting equipped, please contact me. I will help you get or find the training you need.